Hey there. I'm kind of tired, but I feel like rambling. So let's see. It's October the 22nd, and it's getting close to Halloween. Ooh, I love Halloween, but it looks like this year I'm going to actually have to miss out on some of the, I guess, festivities or parties that usually take place just before Halloween, you know, the weekend before. But I got to work on Halloween, so maybe I can wear a costume on that day. But, you know, as far as going out and doing the weekend thing, it doesn't look like it's going to happen this year. It's as much as I want it to. I do. I love Halloween. But it's just not in the cards from the looks of it. You know, it's been a rough kind of month here. But just between the wind and the fires, and then I purchased a new car, so, you know, I really can't afford to go spend a bunch of money at a hotel for the weekend. But that aside, my brother, you know, recently, back in July, he went to the hospital because he had a stomach ache, and he came out and he's like, oh my God, I got to, you know, when I went to stomach ache and I came out with an expiration date. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, well, turns out my stomach ache isn't the flu, it's mesothelioma. And they gave me basically less than 6 months to live. I'm like, what? It was just kind of definitely from left field there. So he was in the Navy. He's a construction worker. Apparently, he has a lot of asbestos, I guess. That's what mesothelioma is, in his stomach lining and lungs. It's his entire body, stage four. There is no hope of trying to cure it. You know, like certain cancers, you can cure if you're in stage one or stage two or stage three, even maybe. But stage four, you're pretty well just counting off the days until you have to say goodbye. So it's kind of rough. Yeah, it's really rough because that 6 months apparently turned into 3 months last weekend. We got the call that he's in, I guess, doing hospice. And my one brother flew out from Massachusetts. And my mom's all upset, of course, because this is her child. And, you know, you're not supposed to lose your child. So, she's having a hard time dealing with it. I personally have not seen my brother except for maybe 6 or 7 times in the last 30 years, just because he's been living elsewhere. And, you know, just we only see each other occasionally, like at Christmas time, if we're passing each other, when we were both visiting my mom, you know. But I haven't seen him in over 10 years at this point. So, you know, it's still rough on me to know that he's getting ready to pass, but I haven't seen him in so long that, you know, I'm going to try and remember just, you know, the fact that he's my brother. We got the same mom, same dad. I have a lot of brothers and sisters, but he's the only one that's the same mother, same father. Okay, so, I'm back. My brother, you know, like I said, we have the same mother, same father, and we haven't really seen each other except for, you know, a handful of times here in the last 30 some odd years, and he's actually barely a year younger than me. My mom got pregnant with him pretty much 3 weeks, 4 weeks after she had me. Went right back to it, you know. But anyway, he's my younger brother, but not that much younger. And it doesn't look like he's going to be seeing his 60th birthday at all. It does look like he's getting ready to pass any day now. Like I said, we did some video, voice video, and I got some pictures. He's down to about 80 pounds. He doesn't even look anything like himself. It's really sad to see him look like that, actually. But I'm going to try, maybe, if he's still here with us, I'm going to try to go see him on Saturday. And, well, you know, there will always be more Halloween weekends. I mean, I had planned on actually, you know, like I said, doing something this weekend and do a Halloween thing. But clearly, this takes precedent. And it's kind of scary, really, truly, because he does look so bad. And I don't know if I really am prepared to see him. But, you know, I'm going to have to if I can. I mean, if he's still alive on Saturday, I definitely need to go see him and say goodbye and get a hug from him or give him a hug, you know, just because it's weird. I've known actually quite a few people now, unfortunately, who have passed, and due to medical situations, you know, as far as cancers, etc. And I've known quite a few people who have been killed in car crashes. That one's even more difficult on me because it you know, has made me a little bit, you know, I guess scared to drive anymore because I'm so worried about getting hit by somebody or, you know, somebody running a red light. But seeing somebody I actually am related to deal with passing, it's a little different. I mean, I've lost my grandmother, but she just died in her sleep, you know, old. That's how we're supposed to all go, old and in our sleep, in our own bed. But, yeah, this one, it's going to be rough just because my mom is having such a difficult time accepting the fact that my brother is getting ready to pass away. And he's actually dying due to the same reason my dad died. And at pretty much the same age. My dad was 62, I believe. Yeah, 62. And he actually had a blood clot that went from his leg, aneurysm, I guess it's called, whatever. But it was due to the fact that he had mesothelioma. He was in the Navy and did construction also. So, you know, my mom's almost feeling like this is her fault, and it's not her fault. You know, my brother, Randy, you know, unfortunately, even though he has mesothelioma, he was still smoking up until, I guess, 4 days ago when they told him, you know, because he's doing the oxygen thing now that he can't smoke. So, you know, I personally, you know, if somebody told me that I'm getting ready to pass away, but I can't eat no ice cream, you know, because that's going to, you know, make it harder, quicker, I'd still eat the ice cream because what the hell, you know, I'm still going. But I don't know how to deal with this, but I am hoping to see my brother on Saturday, provided he's still alive. And if he is, then it'll be worth, I guess, giving up Halloween weekend this year for to make sure I can go say goodbye to my brother before he goes. Okay. So, yeah, there will be a change of plan, I guess, this Halloween weekend. And that's okay. You know, there will definitely be, I'm sure, other Halloween weekends. I just know I love Halloween. And this is actually, you know, not my ideal way to spend Halloween weekend. I mean, a lot of people like scary stuff at Halloween time, but I don't like the scary stuff. I just like the fun stuff, the fun costumes, not the scary costumes. And, you know, seeing my brother, it's going to be scary. It is. And I was really hoping that he had that at least 6 months, because I was planning on trying to see him actually right after Halloween, you know, like when the clocks go back, before the clocks go back an hour, because, you know, then it's dark at 5 p.m. I wanted to go see him while, you know, it's still daylight. So, because he currently is staying at his wife's house, I guess, the mother of his children, actually, and his children's, that he's passing there. They're letting him be there during this transition. They're, you know, by his side, which is good. It really is good. But, yeah, it's in Long Beach. So it's about an hour and a half from here. So, you know, I'm going to have to get a ride out there because I can't handle the drive on the freeway. I really can't. So I'm going to get a drive, I guess, a ride. Yeah, I'm going to get a ride. Oh, but yeah, you know, I was really hoping he was going to make it through Christmas, you know, and through the end of the year at least. But it does not look like that's going to happen. It looks like he's, like I say, he could be gone right now as I'm speaking on this, I guess, anchor podcast. I don't know. I just know that yesterday they thought he was gone because he had stopped breathing. So, and then they revived him, I guess. So he's still here so far, but no guarantee he's going to be here this weekend. But if he is here this Saturday, I'm definitely going to go see him and just deal with the fact that, yeah, it's going to be a scary, uncomfortable hug goodbye. But, you know, it's got to happen if he's still alive, right? Because the things we regret in this world isn't the stuff that we did. It's the stuff we didn't do. So, yeah, I got to at least, if possible, go get one last hug from my brother, whom I haven't seen in 10 years, whom I've only seen 6 times in the last 30 years. But we got the same mother and the same father, the same DNA. So I got to at least, you know, go get a hug. So, I'm sorry to hear that my brother is getting ready to pass away. I'm sorry, he's in so much pain right now. He really is in a lot of pain, but they got him on this stuff called fentanyl, which is that shit that, you know, everybody's, I guess, addicted to or overdosing on. So he's not really coherent, you know. He may not even know I'm in the room. I don't know, but, I'll know I'm in the room, you know? But yeah, this Halloween weekend, it looks like it's going to be a one that is not as fun as the last Halloweens have been. But that's okay. Anyway, yeah, thanks for listening to me ramble. I'm sure I'll be rambling again soon. Bye for now. Hey there. It's October the 26th, Saturday evening, just past 9 p.m. And, 12 hours ago, I got that phone call. Yeah, my brother passed away. He fought the fight, you know. He did. He, to the very end, as a matter of fact, I thought on Wednesday he had passed away, because I got a call that he had passed away, and then it turned out, no, he hadn't passed away. He was given some type of a sedative, or fentanyl, 150 milligrams, something like that. Yeah, so it could take down an elephant. He begged and pleaded with the hospice nurse to put an end to his pain, and, you know, just go ahead and give them whatever they could, and they said that they would. So they gave him the fentanyl, and most people, OD on that shit. But apparently he didn't, because he woke up like 12 hours later, and I got that video, and he's like, why the hell am I still here? What? Somebody, I thought I was supposed to go down for the count. So then I guess they gave him some morphine or something like that to make him calm down. And then he went into the deep, deep sleep and never woke back up. So I was supposed to go see him today, actually. I told him on Thursday on the phone. I talked to him and told him I would come visit him on Saturday today. If he could just hang in there, I'll come give him a hug and, you know, hold him. And I got the call at 9 a.m. My mommy telling me, don't bother coming. He just passed. And so, yeah, my mom's mad because I didn't come say goodbye to my brother. And, I did what I could. At least I talked to him on the phone and I sent video. And sure, it's not the same as being there. But I got video back and saw that, he didn't look anything like himself. Nothing like the brother I remember. And I haven't seen him in over 10 years. So, it's hard to acknowledge that, my baby brother is gone. I still have a couple more of them, of course, but this is the one that shared the same mom and same father. All my other brothers and sisters, we got, the same father or the same mother, but he was the one that was the same mother and same father. So, it's been a rough week, I guess, and really rough on him, because he was in a lot of pain. So at this point, he's no longer in any pain. And now just my mom's in a lot of pain. And I hope eventually she can accept the fact that he passed away. But, no parent wants to lose her kid. Okay? And she's 81, so it's definitely tough on her. I'll keep, I guess, her in my thoughts and the rest of my family. I'm just glad he passed with his family, his daughter, his son, and the mother of his children. They were all there when it took place. So that's good. And they were, they were there for him the entire time he had to go through the transitioning. And from the minute he got the word that he was going to be going away, as soon as the doctor told him he had mesothelioma, as he put it, I went in with a stomach ache, came out with an expiration date. Gosh. Yeah. So my brother's gone. And, it hurts a little bit, but it definitely makes me, appreciate the fact that I'm still here, and that my mom's still here, and my other brothers are still here, and my kids are still here, and my grandkids. Life is life. Yeah. Never know when you're going to have to say goodbye, so make each day worthwhile, right? It sounds like a cliche saying, but it's the truth. Make each day count for something. My grandmother used to always say, every day you get up, you do something for yourself, and you also do something for somebody else. And then, try and have a good time. Yeah, my grandma, I miss her too. She's actually probably the first time I experienced losing somebody who had passed away. So, and that was kind of hard to see. It really was. But my brother, he's the first time, I guess, now in my immediate family that I've, you know, I have to acknowledge has said goodbye. And, yeah, it's weird. Okay, it's just weird. It's especially because it's Halloween, and I'm sitting here trying to, you know, decorate the house with skeletons and skulls, and it just, oh, the RIP tombstones. It's just, oh my God, it just you know, it's just weird. But yeah. This is the strangest Halloween, definitely, in my books. I definitely didn't actually even make a costume this year because I didn't want to deal with, you know, or not that I didn't want to deal with it. I just really didn't find time this year to focus on making a fun costume. Usually I start making my costume like around June or July. I start getting pieces together, figuring out what I'm going to be. But you know, a lot of people this year apparently just aren't in that Halloween mode because it falls on a Thursday. And, you know, everybody's doing the Halloween parties this weekend, if there are any Halloween parties to go to. I know I had planned on going to a Halloween party situation this weekend, but I canceled it, of course. But I'm still going to dress up at work no matter what. When I go to work on Thursday, I'm going to dress up as something. I got to figure out what. But, yeah, my brother, he passed away today, October 26, 2019 at 9 a.m. That was 12 hours ago. And I'm still just acknowledging that he's definitely gone. And, yeah, even though originally it was supposed to be 6 months, it reality was it ended up being 3 months and a week. So I guess the doctor was a little off on that one, but yeah, I'm sorry I didn't get to go give him a hug goodbye. And I know my mom's mad, but I'm glad I got to talk to him on the phone and do the video chat. And so thanks to modern technology, at least I was still able to, you know, see him and he could see me and we could talk. But yeah, I didn't get no hug. Rest in peace, Randy. I'm going to miss you.